Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. And welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. This is episode 42. And I'm Cindy B., your podcast host, coming to you live on my morning walk. It's about 5:35 a.m. And I hadn't intended on recording, so I'm praying that the audio sounds good. So I'm walking, just getting into my walk, loving the morning. It's the warmest morning we've had. We're at the end of July. I came out, it was 79 degrees, and the sun's not up yet. Well, not in the sky here anyway, but I'm like, this is awesome. Wow, it's gonna be a hot one today. Have you ever heard the phrase, you need a checkup from the neck up? Yeah. Do you know what that means? Well, the checkup from the neck up, the only place in that area is our head. It means our attitude, our mentality, our mindset. I'm thinking about all of us, including myself, who have a problem in that area, or a head case, really. But what I mean is, we still have a problem with how we feel about ourselves. This is a problem. This is really a problem. We need to love ourselves. We need to love ourselves. And I say that again because we don't get it. We find it easier to love other people, accept other people, wherever they're at, encourage other people. But we just have a really hard time turning that toward ourselves. Why do you think that is? Exactly. Why is it? I don't know. I can only say for me that I haven't let go of things, deep-rooted things that have caused me to have low to no self-esteem. And I know that I've just spoken on this recently, but the more that I talk to people, the more that I see that no matter the size of their body, where in my eyes, man, if I look like that, I wouldn't feel down on myself. But the truth is, that's not true. Because, let me tell you, it's not about the way we look that's the problem. It's the way we think. The way we think. I don't know how much clearer I can be with myself and how much clearer I can be with you. So I want to encourage you that you're not as bad off as you believe you are. And I am not as bad off where I believe that I am. Listen, I still look in the mirror even yesterday. It wasn't even the mirror. I was coming in from outside. I had my bathing suit on. And I looked in the window of the door and I said, oh my God, you're so fat. What? So then I took my measurements. Oh yeah, I was hitting myself really hard. Well, why do I still feel that way? I don't know. I have some conclusions, ideas, maybe. Even though that I'm highly encouraged by my coach. I mean, he is very encouraging and uplifting, and oh, he smacks me when I need to be smacked, but in such a loving way, it doesn't even feel like a smack, you know what I mean? But I know spiritually, I know what it is. And but even with that, in my home, it's so negative. There's such a negative, oh, it drains my energy, it affects me mentally. I can't get out, I have nowhere to go. I am responsible for my two youngest grandchildren daily, 5 days a week. And on the weekends, well, anyway, it's a very difficult situation. And because of my situation, I get angry. I get very resentful. And I look around and think everybody else has got a better life or is doing what they want to do, and I'm stuck. I'm in bondage. you know, they say, and I don't know who they are, that the grass is, I've heard the grass is greener on the other side. Then I've heard the grass is not as green on the other side. Well, when I was younger, I made this up. That there may be greener grass on the other side, but there's dirt too. You know what I mean? The other side of the fence has dirt as well. And it might have some dry grass. But in our eyes, when our thinking isn't right, it looks green and lush and like it's a better place. You know, I just thought about Abraham and Isaac. When the Lord told him to go, he said to Abraham, leave your family, pick up your stuff and go. Like leave your father and your family, not your wife. So he did. And Lot went with him. But he wasn't supposed to go. But anyway, Abraham was told, look at all that land. That's all yours. Well, Lot and Abraham were both very wealthy. Very wealthy. They had a lot of cattle. I mean, they couldn't go to the same place. So Abraham said to Lot, okay, look over there. You go one way, I'll go the other way. Whichever way you go, I'll go the other way. Well, Lot, because he needed a checkup from the neck up, he saw this land that was green and lush and perfect for him. He said, I'm going there. Abraham said, okay, I'm going the other way. Where it was dry and desolate. I'm going somewhere with this. So Abraham went on his way. He was blessed even more. It was a hard road, but he was obedient. Lot went into the most beautiful place. And it was the most wicked, horrible place ever. It was awful. And my point here is, even though in our mind or in our eyes, someone looks better than us, listen, if you ask them, they'll probably give you a laundry list of things that is wrong with them, okay? So when we can accept ourselves, when I can accept myself where I'm at right now, learn to embrace and enjoy the journey that I'm on, the journey to where I'm going, and no, I will never arrive, but I will hit goals and I will move further than I am right now in my health, my wellness, my fitness, my body composition. I know all the insides are getting healthy and my numbers are getting better. And I still not as much compare myself to other women. But now I'm just fighting against myself. Just myself. And no, I'm the only one I compete with. I don't compete with anybody else. That is true. Listen, it's not a competition. I was in a competition my whole life mentally with my sister. My whole life. I don't need to do that. I need to be me. You see, what we don't know is that that other person that we're admiring so much that we think that if only I had that body, if only I could eat like that, if only I could work out like that. If you talk to them, you'd be like, wow, they feel the same way I do. Let me tell you how surprised I've been hearing that. I'd be like, wow, you feel that way about yourself? Why? And it all comes down to something in our life. I'm telling you, something in our life has caused us to feel negative about ourselves. And only you know what that is. And if you don't, then right now that I speak, that your eyes be open to whatever it is that could be holding you back so you can move forward and be who you're created to be. This is not a long message today. Just stirred in my heart when I came on my walk. Love yourself. When we love someone, we take care of them, right? When we love someone, we don't belittle them. We don't speak badly to them. We're not mean to them. But if for some reason we are off and we are not nice or we have an attitude, we apologize and ask them to forgive us. So let me ask you, Why aren't you doing that with yourself? I will tell you that I'm practicing that. I'll give you a for instance, okay? Don't be mad at me. Because I wasn't. I paid a price, but I'm not mad at me. So last night, my husband went to the market yesterday. And there are things I don't buy because I don't want them in the house because they know me. And when I'm tired, I eat. I still have that pattern that's not broken yet. I eat to keep moving to stay awake because usually it's like 7 at night. I can't go to bed at 7 at night. I can't do that. I'll be awake. So last night, wasn't that early. And I probably could have went to bed, but my husband had bought some Smart Food popcorn, the cheddar cheese. I haven't had that in a really long time. I really haven't had popcorn, which was one of my biggest weaknesses. So I decided after shutting down my computer, it's like 8:30, I'm exhausted, no, I need to go to bed soon. I cracked open that bag and I ate some. And I'm sitting by myself, not having TV, nothing, just by myself. And I'm eating that popcorn. And every bite I'm saying, why am I eating this? I need to stop. I didn't eat a whole heck of a lot, but I ate enough. And I finally had to stop myself because myself wasn't stopping me, if that makes any sense to you at all. So, okay, whatever. I went to bed, but I woke up at 3:50 this morning and I felt so sick. And I'm lying in bed, not ready to get up yet because I didn't want to walk till like 5:30. And I was like, Cindy, you gotta cut it out. See, I'm the only one that can stop me from doing stupid things like that. So there you go. I made a bad decision, paying the price for it today. And I'm really not happy with it because I feel like I betrayed myself. And that's not cool at all. So I share that with you because you know what happens? I'm dealing with things mentally. I don't know how to. I don't know how to live with it. It wreaks havoc on my body. It's no wonder that I feel stuck. Stuck at my weight, stuck at my measurements, stuck. And that's another thing that really hit me yesterday. I'm like, what? I'm working out every day. I'm walking every day. You know, okay, so I tried to go totally plant-based, but I couldn't. And I felt really bad about that. You know, okay, so I'm not ready for 100%. Okay. So I'll have a little bit of animal protein, a little bit of chicken. You know, yesterday hit me really hard. It's no wonder 5:30 I had to take a nap, which I don't normally do. But I needed it. Let me tell you, I needed it. And I don't normally get an opportunity like that. So I took it. And it was like 15 minutes, which is all I wanted. But I felt so much better. So, listen. Stop being hard on yourself. I know when I do get compliments, I'll be like, you talking to me? Really? I don't see that. You know what I'm talking about? I'm beautiful, what? I'm a pretty lady, what? I look good, what? You see, I tend to not see what people see because I live in me. I live in this body. And I'm learning to compliment myself and speak positive over my life. But sometimes I forget. I get overwhelmed with the day, my responsibilities. For me, it would just be nice if I could have a real, genuine, wow, you look really beautiful. I'm really proud of you. You're doing a great job. But I don't get that in my house. My goodness. Even if I have to pry it out, I don't get it. Now, could this be a reason why it's taking me longer? Yeah, for me it could be because I do respond to positive affirmations. I do respond to a hug, a touch. Oh yeah, that's my love language. Huh. And I just read that book last week, The Five Love Languages. I read The Five Love Languages for the first time, and I was so reluctant. And that's personal, but I'm so grateful I did. It was recommended by one of my mentors, and I read it. And let me tell you why this book was so good for me. Is because I learned so much about me. My life and my actions and my thoughts made so much sense to me that there was a liberation, a freedom in myself that now I understand. So if you've never read it, maybe you'd want to find out about maybe some of your actions or your thoughts about how you feel. Because it really made a difference for me. Onward and Upward now. New book. New positive input. You know, I just want to encourage you to take care of you. Make sure from the neck up that you have a checkup and fix what you need to fix, okay? It's important. It's vital to your life. It's very unhealthy to stay in a depressed state, to stay in a state of going against yourself, beating yourself up over silly little things that really aren't going to matter tomorrow. And sometimes, you know, some people may need to see a therapist just to be able to sort out things, to figure things out. And, you know, I know that's true for some people, but that doesn't lessen who we are. That doesn't make you a bad person or me a bad person, or it just means that we love ourselves enough to get help. So today I encourage you, lift up your head, do some inner soul searching, find out what's going on, and know that if I can come through this and keep going, so can you. You know, be the champ that you're created to be. Love yourself. Look in the mirror and stop seeing the faults. Stop seeing the negative. Find something about yourself that you love. There's got to be something. A part of your body that you feel looks the best. Part of your personality that you really love. And really hone in on those. And focus on those to help lift your day, help lift your spirit. Listen, it will come. Some of us, it just takes a lot longer than others. And I'm one of the longers, okay? Sometimes I fight that and I get a little upset about that, but guess what? It is what it is, okay? So if I can keep on this journey, so can you. And I just want to thank you for being with me today. Thank you for listening. I really pray that something I've said has touched you, that you've gotten something out of it, that you can take with you and work on in your life. And think of somebody to share this with. A friend, a coworker, a family member, sibling, child. I guess we never know what somebody else will get and glean from a message. So I'm Cindy B. You can reach me, and I would love to hear from you. Any questions or comments at email Cindy B. That's email C-I-N-D-I letter B at gmail.com. You can reach out on Facebook, send me a message. It's Cindy C-I-N-D-I-B-E-E. And I also really want to encourage you, if you have not already gone to my coach Joey Atlas's website. See, without the Lord crossing our paths, bringing Joey into my life and me into Joey's life, I would not be where I'm at today in so many ways. So you can go to joeyatlas.live. He's got a lot of freebies on there, videos. You can find him on YouTube. Just look up Joey Atlas. But on his website, you can sign up for his email newsletters, which is very informative, has great information. And you always know what's going on, and there's a lot of exciting things going on right now. I mean, really exciting that he's starting to share a little bit with everybody. So I encourage you to go check it out, sign up, and let him know Cindy B sent you. He likes to know how people found him. So again, I thank you. for listening, for walking with me this morning, keeping me company. I love it. Remember to take care of you today. Say something positive to you today, about you today. As if you were speaking to that person that you wish you looked like, okay? That person that you admire, that you start to feel bad about your own self. What would you say to that person? Say it to yourself. Wow, that was an aha moment for me. Listen, I got to do that myself. Wow. Ooh, that's a good one. I'm taking it too, okay? So speak something nice to yourself, about yourself. Love yourself today. And, well, that's it. Hope this didn't go too long. Said it would be short, but I don't know because I'm walking. Alrighty. So in health, wellness, in longevity, and living strength, as my coach Joey says, until next time, this is Cindy B.